Brighton Festival 2018.
And the award-winning Irish four-piece Lancome bring their own band of folk with a dark edge to the Brighton Festival. Mixing in elements of music hall, drone and Americana. We seem to be liking a bit of drone on today's show as well. They're playing at St George's Church on Friday. Mark Johnson from Slipstream spoke with Lancome's Ian Lynch on the phone in Dublin.
Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I'd be kissing. Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I'd be kissing. She smiled and replied, you don't know what you're missing.
I'm absolutely delighted to introduce to you Ian Lynch from the band Lancome. They're going to be playing at the St George's Church here in Brighton on the 18th of May. Welcome, Ian. How are you?
Well, hello. Yeah, thanks very much. thanks for having me on. I'm very good. Fine morning here in Dublin. So
yeah, the fair city.
Good weather, finally. Yeah. Sometimes fair city, yeah.
Yeah, you're just getting ready to start the tour, and you're looking forward to coming to Brighton?
Very much looking forward to coming to Brighton, yeah absolutely. There's been people down there that we've known for a number of years, and they're always on us to get down there, and we haven't made it. So it's finally get down.
You've chosen a good weekend, because it's the Great Escape weekend. Loads of bands in town, and it's going to be a great vibe. So
Yeah, that's fantastic. Mm. Yeah, I can't wait.
I read that you worked at the Irish Traditional Music Archive.
I did, yeah. I worked a while, and I was working in the folklore department at the university here in Dublin as well. So I do have a background in folklore studies.
And that was a good times. That's really where you started to meet other members of, I think in those days you were called Lynched.
We were called Lynched, yeah. And while I was working in the Traditional Music Archive there, they had a studio in the basement. Me and my brother, we'd been working together as Lynch Stage about 10 years and we were kind of getting our heads towards getting a new album together. Yeah, around the time we asked Cormac and Rady to join us on a few songs, and we'd known Cormac and Rady from just playing around informal sessions in pubs around Dublin for a number of years before that. We got them into the studio to play on one or two songs, and it just worked so well and we clicked so well together. We asked them permanent members of the band, and we haven't looked back since. Yeah, it's been going great ever since then.
And you changed that name because it was felt that, you know, it's probably a bit, the word Lynched, a bit aggressive.
You know, we wouldn't have the kind of racial connotations over here when you use the word, but it seems like in every other country. So, you know, we had to take that into account. Yeah, we decided it wasn't really a desirable moniker to be going under any longer. Yeah. Name to Lancome.
Slightly controversial as well, because Lancome, traditional song, I believe, about a child murderer. Is that right?
Yeah, it's all about a fella called False Lancome, and he comes to the castle of the Lords. The Lord is down in London. He comes along and he murders the lady of the castle and he murders the baby. But in some versions of the song, you find out it's all because he was the one, he's actually the mason who built the castle in the first place.
Right.
And he was never paid for his work. Yeah, it has this kind of element of working class revenge. That was the reason behind choosing that name.
If the young men could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, if the young men could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, how many young girls would go beating the bushes?
So Lancome, you've been sort of described as psychedelic folk punks, if you like. Do you recognise that description, or these buddy labels, you know?
Psychedelic folk. I haven't heard the psychedelic description so much, but we do have, I suppose we'd have a strong element of kind of drone-based music, you know? So maybe that would bring kind of psychedelic edge to the music, I could add, yeah.
Yeah, that drone-based sound does really lend itself to that kind of, you know, folky feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it works. I mean, I suppose it just comes from our musical tastes outside the traditional world. I'd be very heavy into darker music, you know, I'd be really into metal and darker ambient-based stuff like Sun and Earth, and even any kind of music with a kind of an ambient or meditative quality, I'm kind of drawn towards, you know. I went to see Grouper playing there last week and I thought that was absolutely amazing. She's another artist that would use a lot of drone based sounds, although hers were more maybe electronically based than ours, but really we're really drawn towards that side of things, you know.
Yeah, excellent. How do you go about picking these tracks? You've got a track on your album, Willow Garden, that's a murder ballad, if I'm correct. Peat Bog Soldiers,
it is a murder ballad, yeah.
Pete Bog Soldiers, written about the third, the opponents to the Third Reich. You know, how do you go about selecting tracks?
We would spend a lot of time here in Ireland, and we spend a lot of time going to singing sessions and spending time with older singers around the country. You know, so still a very thriving traditional singing scene here.
Yeah.
In Ireland, you know, we go to various singing festivals around the country and different sessions that are going on. So a lot of the songs actually on our latest album, they were, you know, we would have heard them for us just from singers in sessions like that. You know, we come across in a variety of different ways. You might find an old recording, or you might find even a song in a book and then put your own air to it. But it's sort of, it's songs that we all kind of agree on.
The album that's out at the moment, Between the Earth and Sky, has been very, very well received, of course. And you're on tour, quite a long tour of the UK and Ireland and Europe, Canada even. Well, thanks very much, Ian. Ian Lynch from Lancome, thanks very much for joining us here at Radio Reverb.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, yeah. And, we're looking forward to the gig now.
Yeah, you can catch Lancome at the St George's Church on Friday the 18th of May, and the sound in there, Ian, is fabulous, so it's going to lend itself.
Oh, brilliant.
Perfectly tuned.
Yeah, I love playing in churches, actually.
Great, and they even sell beers in there, so it's well worth going along.
Brilliant.
My kind of church.
Yeah.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
But the young men are given to frisking and fooling. But the young men are given to frisking and fooling. So I leave them alone and attend to my schooling.
And that was Lancome's Ian Lynch talking, in fact, laughing over a beer in a church to Radio Reverb's Mark Johnson from the Slipstream.
Strip Stream.
You just
invented a new show.
Slipstream. And you can see Lancome at St George's Church on Friday.
They have beer in a church, you know.
Beer?
Beer
church?
In a church.
Who knew? This Brighton town has very, very strange
it's
ways.
It's an abomination in the sight of the Lord.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.